Postage stamps are often called miniature works of art, and in fact, they frequently are. Postal agencies commission paintings, or more and more photographs, specifically for use as stamp designs. The challenge for the artist or photographer, of course, is to come up with something that will be recognizable in such a small print. Many of the designs of U.S. stamps are so well done that people with an interest in the subject often want to do more with the picture than just stick it on an envelope. Two of the most frequently reproduced stamp designs are from just after the Post Office Department became the Postal Service. The Pharmacy Stamp of 1972 and the First Love Stamp, based on a painting by Robert Indiana, of 1973. You'll find those designs on everything from electric warming trays to bookends to clothing. But wait, before you copy that stamp design to a sweatshirt or keychain, you'd better know that it's copyrighted by the U.S. Postal Service. Government agencies can't hold copyrights, but the Postal Service is now a government-owned corporation, and every stamp design in the past 30 years is copyrighted. The Postal Service will be glad to sell you a license to use the design, which is what it does for the people who make the shirts and knickknacks. I'm Lloyd DeVries.